Penguin Random House Audio presents In the Name of the Family by Sarah Dunant. Read for you by Nicholas Bolton.
As an eagle may fly carrying a tortoise in his mouth, then drop it to the ground so that the fall smashes open its shell. Niccolo Machiavelli on the Vagaries of Fortune. History's third dimension is always fiction. Hermann Hesse, The Glass Bead Game. Prologue. Florence, January 1502. You couldn't call him tall. He was barely an inch bigger than her, and wiry in stature. His soot-black hair was cut unfashionably close to his head, and his face, broad at the eyes, tapered via a thin nose to a sharp, clean-shaven chin. The word weasel had come to mind when they first met. But strangely, it hadn't put her off. Marietta Corsini had known already that her future husband was clever. He had a job in government, and everyone knew men like that needed a wheelbarrow to carry their thoughts. And within a few minutes, he had made her laugh. He had also made her blush. For there had been something in his bright-eyed concentration, his almost animal quiver of energy, that seemed to be half undressing her. By the time they had said their goodbyes, she was smitten, and 6 months of marriage has done nothing to change that. He leaves for work each day at dawn. In the beginning, she had hoped that her nest-ripe body might tempt him to linger a while. Florence is rife with stories of married men who use early risings as excuses to visit their mistresses, and he had come with a reputation for enjoying.